Paranormal. Para X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Hello, welcome to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network on this trippy Tuesday. My name is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and it definitely is a trippy Tuesday. Why is it trippy Tuesday, Steph?
Well, for many reasons, because both of us kind of thought it was Monday this morning. And then for various reasons, you know, I was traveling and I didn't get back until super late last night. You worked all weekend, and so yesterday was your off day.
Mm-hmm. So it felt like Sunday yesterday.
Right. And so it seemed like a Monday today to both of us. And all of a sudden I'm looking at, you know, the names of the days and it's Tuesday. And I'm like, oh, my God. Hey, trippy. We have show tonight.
Trippy Tuesday.
It's Trippy Tuesday because we're all tripped up.
Whoops.
Well, it is what it is. So
it's all good. We already knew what we were. What's that?
How are you?
Good. Like I said, I worked all weekend. So that was trippy. It was good. It was really good. We had our shamanic priestess initiation weekend, and it was magical and beautiful and amazing, and I loved it, and they loved it. We all loved it. So, but it was, yeah, two full days of diving deep and starting our journey together, and so we have 8 months together that we have different weekends that we will dive into different subjects and uncover different aspects of ourselves. And it's so cool. I've been through it many times before, and I'm officiating it, well, facilitating it for the first time, and it's super awesome. I'm super excited.
Awesome. Yeah. Lots of people, though. You know, as much as I love to be with people, I think they kind of drain my energy, because like this weekend, we were out on the island. We were, you know, doing stuff with our setting up our condo, and we had a couple of friends of ours from Kentucky that came with us. And then we have friends on the island. So every day there was multiple people, you know, all day long, every day. And, you know, we worked and then we played and then we worked. And even yesterday on the way home, we stopped and saw some other friends that we haven't seen for a while. So I just feel like, oh my God, I just need some time to just be, you know, just be by myself. You know, and so, and then today I had to work. So, I mean, I was by myself, but I was constantly on conference calls and, you know, it is, I hopefully tomorrow I'll be more quiet so I can just kind of catch my breath.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying about being like with people, but I do enjoy that, the community of, especially the shamanic community, it's different. And so it's not draining. It's hard to facilitate something for a full weekend. I definitely need a day to recharge, but it's fine. It's not because of the people. It's because of the energy I put into the weekend, because I want to make sure I give 110%, you know, I give absolutely everything that I have, and then I've got nothing left. So I need to charge up for a day. So, but again, it's not because of the people, it's because of what I'm giving to it. And I want to give that to it. So it's worth it for me to need a day to recharge. And it's not like I don't get anything done. I'm at home and, you know, doing laundry and
cooking, exactly. And but you're probably
all that good stuff.
but you're probably alone, right? So yeah. I think that makes
sense. Yeah, so it's good.
And, you know, like I said, it was fabulous. You know, I love everyone that I was with. You know, we did some cool stuff. We brought the girls out to False Bay, and I walked barefoot in the mud out there, and they were pretty numb by the time I got back. But it felt so good. Oh, my gosh. It was just so healing and uplifting, honestly. So worth it. And they loved it. And so we did a lot of really cool recharging things, too. But it's just, wow, when you're with that many people for so many days, it's just like, oh, my God. Just need some time to be
me. I think it depends on the people. I'm going to say
You know, and they were, you know, Kentucky girls, they were, you know, kind of wild, you know, We did a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, like I said, the island is very healing for me to begin with. But because we were so busy all weekend with the condo and doing this, that and the other thing and meeting with people, you know, it was just anyway, it's all done now. So next time we go, we can just sit back and enjoy. Wait on the west side for those whales.
Cool. When's the next time you're going out?
We're going in June. So we're going to be going like every 6 weeks, I think, for pretty much all year. So we go, I think it's the first weekend of June, Casey said. So anyway, yeah. And then we're going over my birthday in July, which will be awesome and wonderful because it's always fun to be out there in July. So yeah, so we got it covered. We got it going on.
Cool.
Yeah. So we are talking miracles tonight, Heidi.
Yes, we are. And it is a very cool topic. And what I'm hoping, because we have a crazy cool amount of folks in the chat room tonight, which is awesome.
We do.
And I'm hoping that you have stories that you can share around miracles, whether it's something you witnessed yourself or you heard about. I would love to hear it in the chat room. We can read it on the air, so give us the scoop, give us the details, and we will relay your story throughout the hour.
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought what I would do is I looked up what miracle means on Wikipedia, so I'm just going to read a little bit of what it says. You know, so it says, a miracle is an event that seems inexplicable by natural or scientific laws. Which is what I think, right? In various religions, a phenomenon that is characterized as miraculous is often attributed to the actions of a supernatural being, especially a deity, magic, a miracle worker, a saint, or a religious leader. You know, but then it also says the word miracle is often used to characterize any beneficial event that is statistically unlikely but not contrary to the laws of nature, such as surviving a natural disaster or a simply wonderful occurrence regardless of likelihood. Miracle of childbirth, for example. So, you know, so, and then it goes on, and then it talks about, you know, a true miracle would be a non-natural phenomenon, you know, leading to many writers to dismiss them as physically impossible. So what are your thoughts?
No, I agree with that. I mean, you look at, or if I was hearing something that I would think sounds like a miracle, I would say it's almost unbelievable, you know, that whatever it is, and, or something extraordinary that is unlikely. That's, I mean, I would look at that, but then, you know, you mentioned childbirth and it's like, well, yeah, that's a miracle. And, so I don't, yeah, I mean, it's all of the things you mentioned have that, you know, holds weight with me with how I would think about it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, like Sherry is saying flight is a miracle to low technology cultures, which is true. And oftentimes when you get in those airplanes, I still think, how do these big, huge things stay up in the air? Honestly? And with all the people on board and all the other stuff, you know?
Well, that would be in science, wouldn't it? That falls into the science category.
You know, and Karen saying, you know, phones, et cetera, all technology. Yeah. You know, for somebody who lives in the non-technological society, it would be a miracle. So,
well, and even our society before they existed, you know, or exactly. 200 years ago or however long ago, you know, it's like, oh, flying or cell phones would be probably have considered, well, probably would have been considered witchcraft, but maybe a miracle. Who knows?
Absolutely. Yeah. And especially when we can look at each other through Skype or Facebook Messenger or all of these things, right? I mean, how crazy is that? What kind of magic are you performing? Can you just hear what they're saying? Which they said, you know, miracles can be a form of magic, right? Witchcraft, in other words. Weird animal experiences. Yeah, see, I mean, they just fall into a lot of things. You know, I just think miracles happen every day. You know, like, I think it's a miracle. You know how, for example, Mama Owl keeps those babies alive when it's 30 below outside, you know, mm-hmm. and they are just fine. You know, how does that happen? Wow. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know that anything would be bigger or smaller when it comes to miracles, but you kind of think of something like that as maybe a little miracle, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it could be, it's a big miracle maybe to her, the Mama Owl, you know, yeah. I don't know.
Well, for me too. It's like, wow, you know, because remember all those weeks I worried because I didn't see her and I knew she was in that nest, but it was like 30 below. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be okay? You know? And they are. And boy, those babies are getting big. So yeah, it's just totally, that's true. Sherry is saying every day we wake up and it's a miracle. Yeah, it is. It is. I agree.
Sherry also said beauty in nature is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Karen is saying it's a miracle humans haven't completely destroyed each other and the planet, but you know, hey, we're getting there, Karen. I mean, let's think about this, but it is a miracle we're not gone already. Yeah, real love is a miracle. It is, for sure. I agree with that one too. See, I think personally that miracles, like I said, happen every day. Almost, there's so many things that we do. It's miracles, you know, in the making, you know.
I'm curious if anybody in the chat room has had what we would consider maybe like an extraordinary event that would be considered a miracle. You know, I mean, something that you just think of and you go, wow, that's not possible, is it? But it did happen. So I'm curious, and I did look up some, we'll call them modern day miracles. I looked up some stories on the internet that we can also share, but we would love to hear from you in the chat room too, because that's just, it's cool when we hear from you guys, and you guys always have good stuff to share. Moon in the chat room said, I think being able to see into the future is a miracle. Well, it could be. I mean, it's all perspective, anybody's perspective. So mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But then again, history does repeat itself. Well, that's absolutely true. You know, I mean, I think it's a miracle that we can talk to our loved ones who have passed on, for example. You know, every once in a while they come see us. Well, that's pretty much a miracle. And not everybody sees that, right? So it's cool. You know, for those of us who can see that, wow, that is a miracle. You know, it's some supernatural being gave us that ability, right? Which is another form of a miracle. What did you read about that were big time, absolutely, without a doubt, miracles?
So a couple of stories, some of these you might have heard, and I've heard some of them over the years. The first one is, I've heard this a few times, and it was March 2015. This was out in Utah, and a woman had lost control of her vehicle and landed upside down in her car in a river. And first responders found the car. They figure it was about 14 hours into the accident happening, and they heard a woman saying, "Help me," from inside the car. And it was definitely an adult woman's voice. And so they're like, we got to get in. There's someone in there. So they get in there and they find the driver, you know, and this is, they think about 14 hours since the accident. And they believe she died on impact. But so they're like, well, she's passed away. Well, they found her daughter, her infant daughter, in the car seat in the back, who is still alive. And she obviously wasn't able to communicate. She was too little, but she was hanging upside down for 14 hours in freezing temperatures, wasn't dressed for the cold, and was still alive. And so someone had said, help me, that got these first responders to get moving, because there was someone still in there, but who said that, right? Mm-hmm. So you could look at that as maybe being a miracle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. This is kind of a medical miracle. There was a woman who fell unconscious from a amniotic fluid embolism during a cesarean section in September 2014, so this is a few years ago as well, and doctors tried to revive her for 3 hours, and after 45 minutes without a pulse, they decided to invite her family into the operating room to say their last goodbyes. And at that time, when her family came around, her heart began beating again on its own. They had already stopped any kind of revival techniques, and it just started beating on her own. And so she even described during her time that she was supposed to be not, you know, in her body, that she was seeing a tunnel and spiritual beings and saw her father who had already passed away. But she made a full recovery. She has no brain damage. And how amazing is that? So
it is amazing.
That's a long time. To,
yeah. It yeah. is.
Let's see here. What else did I find? There was a guy that was in a demolition derby car. This was 2014. He was in an accident that left him in a coma. His lungs were crushed and nearly every other bone in his body was broken. So he was in a bad accident. He was, demolition derby car. So he also suffered multiple strokes and hemorrhages and his kidneys were failing. Wow. So if he did wake up, it wasn't going to be good. So everybody in his family and friends and the community turned to prayer and were praying for him while he was in this dire place. And doctors decided to hook him up to a machine typically used for transplant patients, not trauma patients. So they're saying, hey, it could be divine intervention or medical intervention, but no matter which one, it worked. And 10 days after the accident, he opened his eyes and was able to communicate. And he was fully aware and understood what was going on, and he seemed to be okay. So how amazing is that, you know, when you think, wow, this isn't going to end well.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's, you know. Yeah.
So in the chat room, I see Mufi in the chat room mm-hmm. had posted a true event. It says, jumped up here, hang on. Random request to get my heart checked led to a procedure where they found I only had a couple of days to live. The problem was fixed, which was a miracle. I think it's a miracle that something moved you to go get that test.
Exactly.
Like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a miracle for sure. I think miracles happen all the time. Big ones, though, you know, like how is it, you know, just generic, but wow, it's a miracle I'm still alive. People say that a lot, right? Whatever the happenstance was, you know, they were in an accident, whatever, they think they should be dead. But at the same time, I always feel like we have a number of days here on Earth and we're fated already. You know what I mean? So if it wasn't supposed to, you know, it wasn't our time. I'm not sure that miracles had anything to do with it.
So Cindy in the chat room asked, do folks think serendipity and miracles are the same thing? And so by definition, a miracle would be intervention by some outside force, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're kind of saying. And then right. I looked up serendipity just so I'm clear. Occurrence and development of events by chance in a happy or beneficial way. But could by chance, could that also be then a divine force? You know, it's same thing with a miracle. You know, is it by chance or a divine force? So could, yes. I don't know, could they be the same thing? I mean, two words for kind of the same thing? Possible.
Maybe. I wonder if you checked in the thesaurus if they would come up same.
I'll do that later. I'll do it on break. Yeah. Let's see. Not I'm that just, that's the know, end all be all of information, but it's a good question. good question to ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so I did, but no, it's not. It's serendipity does not come up under miracle anyway. It talks about marvels, phenomenons, revelations, surprise, supernatural occurrence, that kind of stuff, sensation.
Under miracle?
Under miracle. So then if we do serendipity, what does that have for? It says luck. No, it's really luck. It says lux, blessing, happy chance, lucky break. I don't know. I guess you could, if you want to think about it that way, you could, really, you know, because really miracles are lucky too, right? You were lucky you survived.
I guess. Yeah, I mean.
You know?
Miracle feels bigger than luck, I would think. I mean, it, to me it does.
Mm.
So Cindy in the chat room has a story here, so I'm going to read this. I was making a salad during a storm, and my cell phone started ringing. Phone was plugged into an outlet on the counter by the back door. I walked over to answer it, but decided at the last second I didn't want to goo up my phone. Oh, because she was making a salad, so she probably had her hands all gooey.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't want to get goo on her phone. 2 seconds later, lightning came through the door and blew my phone across the room, burned out all the outlets in the kitchen, and blew through the top of the fuse box. Oh, my God. If you would have been on the phone, Cindy, that would have been... Okay, so then here's the next. She said, if I would have answered it, the electrician said I would have died. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was a blast.
Like, oh, absolutely. You know, lightning is nothing to, no, lightning is nothing to play with. I'm also a little bit afraid of lightning. You know, if it's lightning.
Right, but that, you wouldn't think of something like that, you know, happening.
No, no. But.
Oh, my. I know you've told me that story before, but it's just, I haven't heard it for a while, I think, because I'm still like, wow. That's scary.
Yeah.
And that's a miracle, you know, that you, something stopped you from answering the phone, mm-hmm. which saved your life.
So in that vein, you know, I would say that was a little intuition, a little something, something that said, just don't answer it, even if you just didn't want to muck up your phone. So is intuition and all that stuff, is that kind of in the miraculous realm too? I don't know.
Well,
you know,
I mean, I think there's a piece to it because we're talking about some kind of divine mm-hmm. intervention. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a miracle, you know, in a way. And, you know, I guess how do you like if you're going to compare miracles like small, medium, large? Right. I don't know. Like, can you do that? Does it matter what if it's a big one, a small one? Like for Cindy, that's huge because she's still with us, you know, and it's huge for me because she's my friend. She's my best friend. So, yeah, it's huge. I'm glad that is a big miracle. I'm hugely glad for that. So, but the little voice that's like, ah, just don't get goo on your phone. That mm-hmm. little thing turned into a big thing, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm. So Moon in the chat room is saying that he had an experience. While in an automobile as a passenger, there was a deer beside the road. And he says, I saw in my mind that if the deer jumped onto the road, it would end up on the windshield and be dead. And somehow that vision was, I believe, read by the deer and all ended well. So the deer did not jump on the road.
Oh, good.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Hmm.
So nobody gets hurt then. That's great.
Nobody gets hurt. I like that story. That's a good one. The mind is awesome. Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
So Karen thinks that miracles are a bit more dramatic than what we're talking about in the chat room. Is that what we're hearing from you?
Mm-hmm. That it's more than luck, that it's something a little bit more supernatural. Karen says she has telepathy with deer daily, LOL. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what to say, honestly.
Well, okay, so here's a slightly personal story. I mean, it's my sister's family, but my nephew was he was born with, I can't even get the list out. And I know I've talked about him briefly on the show before, but he was born incredibly early. He was only a couple pounds. My sister ended up going into labor crazy early. It was way too early. They did some kind of scan when they got everything settled in. Like, he wasn't coming quite yet, but they weren't sure what was going to happen. So they did, I don't know if it was a CAT scan or an MRI or something anyway, to see like what state he was in. And they saw that he was missing part of his brain. And it wasn't due to the fact that he was still early. You know, this was something that already should have been there. So it was never going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so they're like prepared now, saying, oh, this is, it's the piece that connects the two sides. And I can't remember what the name of it is at this point. I've known it before and I can't think of it, but it was, so it was that. And, so they did some more tests and found he had a chromosome, abnormality. He had all sorts of issues that were going to be challenging, and basically said he, you know, and then he was born. They ended up going in and doing a C-section, emergency C-section, because this wasn't going to, it wasn't going to end well for either of them if they wouldn't have gotten him out. So they went and got him out. Oh, Karin, corpus callosum. That's it. Yep. Thank you. Wow. And, so they went in and got him and basically said, you know, if he continues to live, it would not be good. He would not have much of a life. And he was in the hospital the first year that he was alive, which was longer than I think anybody thought he was going to live. And again, you know, all these issues, he ended up having hydrocephalitis. And so it was where your head, you know, all the the liquid in the brain swells up, you know, and so
fluid on the brain. Yep.
And it was, and he had a heart defect and all sorts of, he ended up having cerebral palsy. Just, it was not good. And so they told my sister, he's not going to sit up. He's not going to walk. He's not going to eat. He's not going to communicate. He's not going to do anything. And she said, well, how do you know? Because everything you've told me about him is that he's a unique case. So you really don't have anybody to compare him to, because nobody else has all of this stuff.
Right.
And they're looking at her like, good job. Be, you know, positive. That'll help. But thinking, no way. And I will say, through her hard work and dedication to him, and knowing that, because there's nothing to say he should be a certain way, she thought, well, then he could be any way. So why don't we just work with him and see what he can do? And he has now gone to regular school. He's learning sign language. He is 11 years old. He walks by himself. He doesn't need a walker anymore. He has never needed a wheelchair. And he's had 9 brain surgeries to get this whole fluid thing under control, but he hasn't had any since 2014, I believe. So anyway, he is a miracle. It's a miracle. And that I would say is a miracle, is just what he has been able to, the fact that he's still here and what he's been able to overcome has been huge. And I'm at Western Medicine, contributing factor, of course, my sister, huge factor in him being who he is today. But I think some of it's a miracle too.
Oh yeah, for sure. I agree. And when, you know, babies are born so little like that, how do they survive? I mean, you know, really, you know, my brother, way back in the day, because he's 9 years older than me, when he was born, he weighed 4 pounds. So that was a big deal back in the day. He was like 6 weeks early. You know, it's a miracle he survived, because they didn't have all the technology that they have today. You know, you know, now he's a big bruiser, right? So crazy. But yeah, the chat room is just kind of going crazy here. I'm trying to keep up, but yeah, so there's, you know, miracles all around, I think, us. That's a cool story.
Yeah,
how do hummingbird babies survive? That's another miracle, right in itself.
Well, I think any, you know, there's just so many places you can go with miracles, and it's amazing, you know, to think about all the things that can happen or do happen. Even, you know, someone is miraculously healed. You know, you think that's a miracle without any kind of medical intervention, Western medicine intervention, and someone is healed and you don't know how, you know, maybe some kind of disease or tumor or something just goes away. And you think, mm-hmm. wow, how is that possible? Because you hear about that kind of stuff happening.
You do.
It's like, wow.
You do. Somebody who has, you know, like terminal cancer and they're still alive 10 years later and they seem to have beaten it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You do hear about that a lot, actually. Yeah.
It's just interesting when you hear about it when there's not, when Western medicine just isn't involved or isn't involved yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is that considered a miracle, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, I still think it's a miracle when Western medicine is involved and, you know, that someone is cured from something that is horrible. That's a miracle. It's a blessing. But, you know, it's interesting when you hear of something that you think, wow, how did that happen? Because there wasn't any direct intervention, like Western medicine intervention.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, it's cool. You know, we're past our break time, so we will be back in 2 minutes. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network.
You've no doubt heard of Tango and Cash, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Perhaps it takes two to tango. Well, now, on the first and third Thursdays of each month, there's a show called Tango and Friends at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Para-X Radio Network with your host, Bruce Tango. And yes, there will be at least two to tango on each episode, sometimes even more. There's going to be lots of topics and lots of guests you'll all know and lots of surprises. Tango and Friends, every first and third Thursday of the month at 8 p.m. right here on the Para-X Radio Network. Throughout time, events have occurred that have shaped human history. Spirit voices from the past have many stories to tell, and for the past several years, channelers Barry and Connie Strom have been conducting live channeling sessions and relaying those stories and messages from those on the other side. We invite you to tune in to Barry and Connie's new show, Channeling History, on the Para-X Radio Network, every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, as they relay the messages of those voices from the past, the ones who have witnessed history firsthand, and those who have made history themselves.
Light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock, The Dark Sun Rising, on the Para-X Radio Network.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network, and we're talking about miracles tonight. And we've had some interesting stories shared in the chat room, so keep those coming. And we've also done a little Googling and found some interesting miracles that some of you might have heard that we've talked about earlier that have been in the news in the last handful of years. But there's definitely some interesting stories out there that you kind of have to go, huh, how in the world did that happen? So it's very cool. And there's actually been quite a few movies out in that last handful of years about different miracles and things like that. So I always think that those are kind of inspiring to watch. You know, there's so much out there that's kind of, I don't know, hard stuff. So it's nice to have a feel good movie like that.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people think, when they think miracles too, as I'm going through things, you know, they always talk about all the miracles in the Bible, you know, all the miracles that Jesus performed. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel they have to be, you know, I don't know. I think miracles happen every day and not just because of a deity or a God, you know, supernatural probably. Like I said, magic, whatever, can be many different things. So what did you find that was cool and unusual
Well, I'm looking here. So this is, let's see here.
You know, some would say that it's a miracle that we have the vaccine for COVID now because it happened in less than a year. Yeah, it's true, but that's kind of a scientific miracle. But yeah.
So here's a story of a guy who was with his brother on a regular workday, and they were cleaning the windows of a 47-floor luxury tower, and this was in 2007. But an accident sent their window washing platform plunging to the concrete pavement from up where they were on the skyscraper. So the accident killed one of the brothers. And when the firefighters arrived at the scene of the accident, the other guy was sitting upright, semi-conscious. And he was rushed to a nearby hospital and put into an induced coma. He sustained injuries to his brain, spinal column, chest, abdomen, fractures to his ribs and both legs, I would imagine, yes. He underwent numerous operations, and he woke up nearly 3 weeks later on Christmas Day, and after a year, he was able to walk again. And he even went on to have another child with his wife. 47 stories, and he survived.
Wow.
Would you say that's a miracle?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, 47 stories, that's like the top of the IDS, right? Isn't the top of the IDS 52 stories?
Oh, I have no idea how tall that is. But 47 stories is I'd probably kick it if I fell three.
Yeah, right? So that's what I'm thinking, too. That is, wow, amazing.
I don't want to try falling three, so I wouldn't want to try falling 47. I'd probably have a heart attack halfway down 47.
Exactly, right? And then you would just, you know, be dead before you hit the ground. Yeah,
Which would be better than hitting the ground and dying, I think.
Right.
I'd rather have a heart attack on my way down. Yeah. I guess unless you're going to live and survive it, then I would rather not have the heart attack on the way down.
Karen is saying things like miracles could be like, you know, you wonder how some people suffer and die from something that others don't, and they're just fine, like COVID, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, let's think about this. Some people get COVID, they're just fine. Others die. That is miraculous when you think about it.
I think it goes with her statement before that she said, why do some people experience miracles and others do not?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't know, is it the idea of just perception, you know, because some people may not look at something as a miracle, but maybe they have experience what other people might consider a miracle. You know, some people surviving a traumatic injury or disease might not think that that's a miracle. They might just think it's Western medicine doing its their thing, you know, so they don't think it's a miracle. Or someone else might say, oh, that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think miracles are all in the individual's perception.
Yeah, you know? It's just where you're looking at it from.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and like Karen is saying something about totally lost it now. See, I paged down too much. She said she thinks a miracle is people taking care of people because it doesn't happen very much anymore in this day and age. I agree, because it's a miracle now. Before, it used to just be commonplace, right? But actually, she didn't say that. Moon said that. People taking care of people. He says, I do think that is a miracle and it doesn't happen near enough. I agree. Absolutely. You know, we've kind of gotten away from that, haven't we? A dice roll. Yeah, I agree. But I think a miracle is in the mind of the beholder, just like beauty. You know, if you think it's a miracle, then to you, it is a miracle.
Here's one that I found. This is from 2003. There was a little girl who had visited a water park. And a few days later, her parents were rushing her to the hospital. She was complaining of a headache and had a fever of 103. Mm. Tests revealed that she had contracted a parasitic meningitis.
Oh.
She had contracted parasitic meningitis, a rare infection caused by brain-eating amoebas, and it's also deadly. She was quickly put on antibiotics, but her doctor The doctor prepared her family for the worst. Even with treatment, the infection survival rate was less than 1% at that time. And only two people were known to have survived in all of North America. But she would become the third. And in 6 months, she made a complete recovery. And that's pretty impressive. That's amazing. That's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that's probably miraculous, right? A miraculous recovery. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, they're still talking about the helping others in the chat room. And yeah, I agree.
There is a boy, 4 years old, who this is 1998. And for over 6 months, he was getting sicker and sicker and looked like he was just basically wasting away. And he had a mysterious stomach virus. They couldn't figure out what was going on. The doctors struggled to find a diagnosis. And then as suddenly as they developed, they disappeared. And his doctors were baffled. They didn't know why he had been sick and had no explanation of why he improved almost overnight, because this had been a slow, progressive, you know, like downhill mm-hmm. slide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his mother said it was prayer that saved him. As her son lay in his hospital bed, his mother had called nuns from a local convent and asked them to pray for him. Over the course of 9 days, they did just that. And praying to the nun who began their order back in 1863. Within a month, the little boy made a full recovery.
Hmm.
Wow. Huh. Hmm. That's interesting. I think it's interesting how long he was sick. Yeah. And then over 9 days of straight prayer from these nuns, he's better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. Praying to the nuns.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. Although, okay. So Swampus in the chat room said, yeah, his mom was poisoning him. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we don't know.
We don't know, do we?
There was a little. Yeah, we don't know that. But I guess that's also possible.
Yes.
It looks like a miracle, because now he's in the hospital and she can't poison him.
Right.
So he can't be sick.
Right. And so they prayed to the head nun, who I'm guessing is no longer with us. And then maybe she had some special favors with the divine. I don't know. That's interesting.
If that's what was happening and the mom wasn't actually poisoning him.
Right.
Let's hope that that wasn't the case.
Yeah. I don't really know. Joe is saying, how about the miracles that saints perform? I don't know much about them myself. Yeah, well, the Bible is full of them, right? So after Jesus taught his disciples how to do all this, and then they performed miracles as well. But they're not around anymore, right? So I guess if we help, like Karen said, helping another human being get through something is probably considered a miracle today, right? Or even, you know, Reiki could be considered a miracle sometimes, because it makes you feel so much better so fast. I don't know. Yeah. Very interesting. And Karen's saying, is that how one became a saint, right? Yes. That is.
Oh, that they prove that they created a miracle, right?
Mm-hmm. Like cured somebody of, you know, like... you know, there's a lot of, in the Bible, there's a lot of people that have convulsions or stuff like that. And then they go in and they cure them and they, you know, or they, yeah. Some, of course, have demons in there, right? And they take those demons out. But a lot of the ones in the Bible, in leprosy, you know, some of them had leprosy and they, you know, cleared up the skin and then they were fine. And yeah, the Bible is full of that stuff, honestly, from beginning to end. So, yeah. Yeah, Cindy's talking about the Virgin of the Guadalupe. Yeah, and isn't she the one that cries? The statue. There's a few statues of the Virgin Mary, and I think it was the Guadalupe chick that does the same thing. I guess I'd have to see it for myself and try to figure out why this is happening. You know, I don't know. It's all crazy.
Yeah, I've heard of the statues that. Like they have the tears of blood or they weep, you know, Mm-hmm. Like the tears that are like salty yeah. tears, right?
Yeah.
That would be, I have never seen one of those. I've heard of them, but I have yes. never seen one. And I think that would be pretty interesting. And then there's supposed to be miracles that happen when you visit these places.
Yes.
You know, the different grottos and things like that, that, you know, mm-hmm. thousands and thousands of people would claim that they were healed or had some kind of miracle happen. Maybe they went for a family member and that person was healed or saved. And because of going to this place of miracles. And I think it's yeah. interesting to think about, you know, is that real? Like, I would say, yeah, it's real just because I haven't been there. So why would I say it's not real just because yeah. I haven't been there?
Yeah.
So sure, it's real.
But there are a few, I mean, it's a handful of them, but it's not just one. There are quite a few around the world that you hear about this. And I think the Guadalupe one is one, but there's some over in, there's one with that I've heard of in France that's at some Catholic church, but there are some also in Italy, right? So they are kind of like everywhere. It's quite the phenomenon. I don't know. Who knows what they are for sure? What's happening there? Karen is saying she understands Mother Teresa was quite an unpleasant person. I guess I haven't heard that.
I had no idea.
Jesus in toast. I remember that when they posted that picture of a piece of toast and said it was Jesus. Do you remember that? I don't think yes. that was a miracle, in my opinion.
It's a miracle. I think that's matrixing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I think is interesting? Speaking of Mother Teresa, mm-hmm. I will say this. Is she called St. Teresa now? I think so. Anyway, I was doing a group meditation at the studio, and I saw her. Well, I saw what looked like a spirit of a nun walk through one of my doors and come into the group meditation. It wasn't her. But it was this, you know, glowing white figure. And then a second one walked in that was the brightest white I can't even describe. And it looked like her with the same outfit, the white with the blue stripe on the head thing. And it was like, what? And short little thing, just a teeny little thing. And I'm like, wait a minute, that looks like Mother Teresa in spirit. This is spirit form because this was only like 2 years ago. And I thought, that's not even, but I knew, I could feel it was her. And she was in the studio with the people and they're meditating and doing this, you know, healing journey. And she was there. And I was like, wow, Mother Teresa's here. I'll have to say it wasn't the first time I saw her there. She was there for an exorcism that we were doing a couple years before that, but I hadn't seen her since. And so I was surprised that here's our little group meditation and here's Mother Teresa. Like, thanks for showing up for the exorcism, but wow, you're here for a group meditation. That's neat. But I didn't think anything of it. And I didn't, I wasn't going to say anything at the end. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to say it because who cares if people don't believe me? I don't care. And I'm just going to say what I see because that's what I do. And so I said, I saw who I believe was the spirit of Mother Teresa here, St. Teresa. And she was here and she went around to each one of you and worked with you and did a blessing with you. And then she left. And there were two different people, I think two people in the room at that time that almost fell out of their chairs when I said it, because they had seen her as well in the group meditation, and they couldn't believe their eyes because they thought, is that really Mother Teresa? They're like, no, I must be imagining it or wishing it or something. And when I said it, they about fell out of their chairs. So then both people spoke up and said, no way, no way did you just say that? And I said, why? And they said, I saw her too. And so then it's like, what? That feels kind of like a little miracle, maybe.
Interesting.
It is interesting. It's cool.
It is interesting. Yeah. So I don't know. So miracles can be all kinds of things. I think bottom line is, if it's a miracle to you, it's a miracle to you, right? And then there are these things like you found on the internet that are just miraculous recoveries and things like that. And how does that happen? Is it just, you know, the medicine? Yeah. Could it be a miracle that some divine presence, you know, guided those doctors to, you know, do the right medicine and help these people? Yeah. I mean, it can be a lot of different things. Yeah. So,
and I think it's all in, your, like we said before, your perception. You know, it's, if you want to see it as a miracle, then it's a miracle, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a hard thing to argue.
Right.
You know,
it's a personal, how do you determination. Argue? Yep.
Yeah. It's like, say, no, it's not a miracle. Yes, it is. Well, it's your opinion, I guess. So. Yes,
exactly. It falls into that realm, I think. But yeah, I think it definitely has something to do with supernatural for sure. I mean, if it's something, you know, you can't explain, right? That's what the supernatural is. And that's what a miracle is about, I think, more so than not. I don't know. That's just my idea.
Karen asked, what, just a follow up to the Mother Teresa thing, she goes, what drew her there? You or the people there? Well, I didn't draw her there, but because I wasn't thinking about her and I didn't call her. And not that anyone you call shows up because you call them. That's not how it works either. Mm-hmm. She showed up, though, I think because something needed to shift for the people that saw her, or probably everybody there, because now multiple people validate the same thing. You know, they have the same experience. And so everybody in that space needed to hear that for some reason. So for whatever reason, this happened. And so maybe there were people there that are there for the meditation and the relaxation and don't really believe maybe in the extra, you know, the mm-hmm. kind of the extreme kind mm-hmm. of things like that. And some people do, I know that, but everybody needed to hear it for some reason. And whoever it was that showed up, it didn't matter that it was her, I'm guessing. It could have been anyone. Mm-hmm. But to have that same experience is, mm-hmm. It mattered for those people there for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, goodness, we've had lots of comments and lots of, so really we don't know what a miracle is. And I think it's all personal observation, what you believe in, what you think is a miracle and what you don't, you know, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like someone said, it's a miracle that we see another sunrise. The sun mm-hmm. rising is a miracle every mm-hmm. single day. And I know we saw beautiful sunrises out on the island this weekend. And, you know, we're just like little kids. We just can't wait to see that sun come up over the horizon, you know, and it is a miracle. Absolutely. You know, so that in itself, there we go. The sun rises on another day. Cool stuff. Cool beans. So I think at this moment, I'm just going to give a shout out to our sibling show, The Calling Radio, which is on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow night is All By Myself Wednesday. And so what they do is they, one Wednesday a month, each of them take turns without the other two, and they get to do a show by themselves. And so tomorrow, it says Jerry will be chatting up a storm with Valentina Lomborg, who is a psychic. She's actually really fun. I've listened to her before on their show, and she comes up with crazy things. So anyway, take a listen. That's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Para X Radio Network. All right, so I had to get that little bit of business out of the way.
That sounds like they should change the name of that, though. All By Myself Wednesday? That sounds lonely and sad. Like, I don't like that name for them.
They're all by themselves with whoever they choose to have on the radio with themselves, you know. I think Willow did it last month. I didn't get to hear it for some reason, but it was fabulous. I should listen to the rerun because I guess it was really good. I can't remember who she had on, but people were talking about it for a while. So, yeah, so this one will be the same. So Valentina's really fun. So everybody should have a listen to that. She's got quite the stories too. So anyway, take a listen. Sounds like an Eric Carmen song. Yeah, it does.
Anyway. It just sounds sad. I'm like, sorry, but maybe come up with like a
All By Myself Wednesday. Well, it'll be awesome. So take a listen.
I'm sure it will. I'm just thinking of the name going, huh? Okay.
I know. All By Myself. Yeah. It does kind of sound sad, right? Yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they need to.
That's okay. It's there. I'm sure it's great. But anyway, yeah. I just feel like it's.
Yeah. But it's good. It's fun. Like I said, then they all get the chance to shine by themselves.
Of course. Right? That's why I think there should be a better name for it.
You know, and when we used to have three of us, you know, it was a little tough because we were kind of tripping over each other. Well, we still do when we have Kristen on because we all want to talk at the same time. So I can see that, you know, when there's three of you. Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, so anything.
Which we will be able to do a show in the near future together.
With Kristen.
In person.
In person. And maybe with some people who have also been vaccinated and we can all have a show together.
Yeah.
Won't that be magnificent?
Maybe next month we can set something up.
Yeah, because we're all, I'll be, see, Sunday is my second shot, so I will be completely vaccinated then, you know?
Good.
So, and I think Kristen's second shot is coming up. You had yours. So we will all be hunky-dory and all totally vaccinated. So, yeah, we come up with a date and invite a few people that we know are in the same boat as us, and then we can have a little audience, and woo, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Yep. So next month, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
First in-person show for like a year and a half.
Yeah, since 2019, I think, right? Because I think maybe the last in-person show, we did that Halloween show maybe with Wendy Webb. Was that the last one? No.
I think we did one first,
right before the COVID hit.
Yeah, over a year though.
Yeah, because I remember I just had that eye thing happen too. So that was the last one we did together, I think. Or that we had an audience, you know what I mean? So here we go. Is there anything else that we should talk about? If you guys have any ideas for future shows, you know, please let us know because we do kind of go along with what you say. We do have some guests we're working on to get also on the show. So we will do that. Little update for you know, we had the DNR gal on in February and those babies are getting really fast. They're really big fast. If anybody wants to tune into that Minnesota Eagle Cam, take a look. They are just the cutest little things. And they're just, like I said, wow, it's amazing how fast these raptors grow. Can I just say? Totally amazing. But yeah, so Lori will be on again at some point. Maybe she can talk about the Eagles in a few weeks and talk about all the summer programs with the DNR. I think they probably need some volunteers. Maybe we can help her get some. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So we'll look into that as well because we like to keep in touch with her. And yeah, if anybody has any suggestions or anything you want us to explore a little bit further, let us know. I know one of the subjects that we've always talked about doing again is time travel because I just think that's so interesting too. So I think we should get on that one again, you know? So that's what I know.
Yeah. Funny enough, in the chat room, there are quite a few people that think we should do a show from my shaman shed, which would be funny. Mm-hmm. But nobody would be able to see it. That's the problem.
Right.
We'd have to post something on Facebook, video on Facebook before we did the show or something. Because otherwise, there's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Because I can't fit a lot of people in it.
I was just going to say, it's pretty small, isn't it? Yeah. You know, I mean, you and I could do one for sure. But I don't think we could have guests. You know what I mean? It would be too small for that.
But, right. Unless everybody sat outside.
Right. And, you know, now that everything's kind of getting back to normal, maybe we can get kind of back to our... When we started, we kind of did shows from different places and had people with us and, you know, it was fun. Maybe we can start doing that again.
Yeah.
You know, once everybody, you know, I think things will be pretty normal by maybe fall, you know, so let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Well, that's it. It's fingers crossed because there's still a lot of things to be sorted out. So
I know for sure. But anyway, well, it is almost time for us to go. So I just want to thank everyone for joining in. And if the troops are listening, once again, thank you for your service and please be safe.
Absolutely. And everybody in the chat room, thank you so much for all your contributions. You guys are awesome. And everybody listening, wherever you are, thank you for tuning in. And Sarge, our most amazing producer, thank you so much for doing what you do and for hosting us. Para X, you are the best. We love it here, and thank you. And that's our show for the week on our Trippy Tuesday.
Trippy Tuesday. Let's hope the rest of the week is just a little bit more normal.
Absolutely.
Anyway, make it a good week, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.